Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time to win. I just said that. Bacon. Now's your chance to bring it home. B-A-C-O-N. Bacon is this hour's code word. Text the word bacon to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you get a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Bacon.
Bacon?
Bring it home, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I can bring home the bacon.
Da-na-na-na.
Fry it up in a pan.
Never let you forget you're a man. Cause I'm a woman. Angelique.
That's an ad from the 70s.
I'm familiar with it. Unfortunately.
From perfume, huh?
You both knew it.
Oh, I loved it.
I'm trying to reconcile what I know to be true, which is that you can never let me forget I'm a man, but she'll also very likely go, I'm going to bed. Have a good one.
Yep. Exactly.
Kiss your hand tonight. Bye.
One-handed.
I've had a busy day,
Rick
and
Savage.
The answer's no.
Yeah.
Mm. Or it's like,
no, thanks.
Okay, but hurry up.
Yeah, there we go. I'm trying to. I love that song. That little song. It's nice to hear when you sing it, but I'm thinking, mm-mm.
Yeah.
You can do that, but you'll. Yeah. Likely tap out there at the end. And
sure.
Be like,
I'm just telling you all the things I can do,
right,
even though I
okay.
might not do them.
Got it.
Bringing home the bacon, though. Good at that.
Our text number is the same number you call when you're trying to win stuff. It's 800-400-3697. You can text us. We'd love to hear from you.
Sure.
This one says, Sarah, you're confusing gut feeling with impulse purchases.
Oh, is that what I'm doing?
Very different. Mm. The lazy boys you bought.
Yeah. I had a gut feeling we should get those things. They'll fix everything if we just buy these.
This is brother from Oakland texting this.
Oh, hello, brother.
I bet those snowball-throwing kids learned a lesson. How horrible would it be if they threw a snowball at a car with a pregnant woman driving and she got scared and flipped the car and died?
Yes, that would be bad.
Screw those kids.
Shoot them. And once you shoot one, what the hell? Leave the window down and shoot more. It's like a whole just road full of throw ball snowing kids. Sarah. Hotline.
Celeste has raised more than $30 million.
Oh.
That's the woman who Eddie said was a YouTube star, but it turns out she's actually an actress and a stand up. And
yeah, it turns out that he's like, I don't know who she is, but people do. They're like, she's famous.
No, she's legit. And
according to texters,
you're wrong. Mm. Celeste Barber is amazing. She's a real actress and a real comedian. She's huge. And a Michael Franti. Oh, and Michael Franti is a big fan.
Oh, well, Michael should have texted us.
He's not in town.
Yeah,
that guy
on radio.com.
Talk about what? Never stopping touring.
He never stopped.
Oh, Eddie?
Never stopping.
Yeah.
No, Michael Franti. Oh,
but
Michael
the
Franti.
The two of them, actually.
Yeah. They're just always busy. It just seems exhausting to be them.
I know. God.
Well, now we know why Eddie's staying busy, because his
new
wife
house.
Is spending him into the... I mean, I can't
the
believe
The poor house?
It. Well, sheesh.
Sheesh is right.
Who is this guy? He's hilarious.
It's Eddie Ift. He's a longtime friend of the show. He used to come on really frequently. He would be here all the time. Now we see him maybe once or twice a year.
Well, because now he's never stops touring. That's why.
Right.
Hey there, tell Eddie I saw him at Roosters and he was great.
Okay.
Also,
well, next
ask
time we
Eddie
see him,
about
we'll
the
tell
dog
him.
Poop stories on Nextdoor. They are no joke on Palo Alto Nextdoor.
Mm.
All right, well, he's gone. So, can't talk to him about that. But
Nextdoor is funny. Though I didn't know that much about it, and John had started telling me all that. But everyone has these stories about fights on Nextdoor, and it's like, boy, we just are looking for ways to be mean to each other.
I'll be
giggling. It's so easy to be a a keyboard cowboy and mm-hmm. not face people.
Yeah.
Regarding the poop bucket lady in Florida, LOL, I'll be giggling all day at the poopy versus pooper and buckets of caca.
The caca baca.
It's so gross. Super. I don't even know. Even if you get it in your head, you're going to do this disgusting thing. Mm. Two poops in, you'd think you'd be like, nah, I'm going back to the toilet. I'm not going to. I had
this
it with.
This is just overwhelming.
This is so gross. Yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
Well, people like to smell their own. So.
No, they don't.
That lady does. She keeps it around.
I'm dying laughing, says 925. All right.
Don't die.
Is the reason why the landlord was there is because the plumbing wasn't working?
No.
She showed up and she went, here.
It was some other thing that she was supposed to work on. But my feeling is, why are you pooping in a bucket if there isn't something wrong with your plumbing?
Right.
Like, that's just not what a normal person does.
Yeah.
But then I'm applying normal.
Right. Maybe it wasn't hooked up to the sewer line. She didn't want to clean it up.
Ugh. Mm. It's just such an awful story. Hope that lady didn't need a hug.
I mean, think about it.
No.
The solving of that problem becomes, I'm going to go to the gas station, and mm-hmm. I'm going to go number
yes.
two there.
Not yeah. a bucket in your home, especially one without a lid. My God.
Yeah. Even in a worst case scenario, I'm going to go in the backyard, but I'm not going to go in the bucket. I'm going to,
I'm not.
Kick a little hole in the dirt over here and...
I refuse.
And then bury that when I'm done.
Yeah.
And I just
go back to Mother Earth.
No, we live on a place. There's bathrooms all over. You know, I'm just going to go to the construction site down the road
right.
and go in the porta potty. Yeah. I can't be.
Morning, Sarah and Vinny and Uzette. I can attest to the long distance relationship living in the same city finally.
Oh.
Yeah, it seems weird that you would stay on the phone all night like that, though. Just sleeping with it on.
Seems annoying. What if they snore? Maybe they wake up in the morning, you've turned them off. Oh, sorry, you were snoring.
I love when you have the Scott Budman on the show.
Oh, well. We love it, too.
We love the Scott Budman, too.
We do love the Scott Budman.
The Scott.
Ring did absolutely nothing wrong regarding the camera hack. The mother had a very weak password on her account, and it's no different than an email... or Facebook hack, and who puts the camera connected to the internet in their kid's room?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to assign blame. It was really more that that's even a possibility that someone could find someone else's camera online and get into it. That's all. I got those freaking things all over my house.
While many of us, especially here in the Bay Area, have become pretty tech savvy and we kind of understand how most things work or have someone nearby, we can yell, John!
Yeah.
And get
that
some help.
That is handy.
Outside of the Bay Area, people are not as up on every damn thing that we mm-hmm. are. And sure, big cities, but as you get it, that in particular was Mississippi.
Yeah. Mm.
Nothing against them, but I'm assuming they're not. I know I was doing radio in Eugene, and my boss was like, everybody doesn't have cable here, dude. Like, it's cool. You want to talk about a show, but remember, your whole audience doesn't have cable. And I thought,
impossible.
How does everybody not have cable?
How do they, what do they watch on TV? The local shows? Come on.
But that's, there are places where that's not in the budget.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where what you
absolutely.
Make first goes to food and bills, and then what's left is not for cable.
Right.
So.
It's for meth.
I
was kidding. That was a joke. terrible joke.
Thank God I finished my breakfast before that bucket story. Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
That's not news, Vinny. Says another one. All right. Take it easy.
That is news.
Good morning, Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Uzette. Just wondering how Isla is doing, OFOC. My daughter, first of all, I should mention, she's been really ill. We had a bunch of tests done. We thought it was leaning towards Crohn's. Then the test said it wasn't. We have continued to have problems. So through diet, we've eliminated the pain. We think mm-hmm. we've been able to eliminate pain through diet. But she is not even close to better. And I think she's doing tests today to hopefully try and get it sorted out. It's looking like it's Crohn's. It just looks like it's It's God. Really ugly. We're not. She's not better yet.
And she's really young to be diagnosed with this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. She's not putting... We're weighing her. We're taking pictures of the toilet when she's done.
Mm. Oh, God. Like,
it's a whole thing we got going on. And it. Yeah. I hoped and prayed it was going to be done over vacation. And I'm in my Vinny world, the world where things work out fine and everything's okay. And it's just not. So I'm sorry to report that things aren't better. So I'll let you know when they are, but we're dealing with something that is bigger by far than we can manage. Mm-hmm. Like, we have doctors helping us, and even they are like, in the meantime, take some iron because she's getting pale and losing blood.
Right.
We're just like, oh my God. So I hate to bring you bad news, but that's the answer to the question is she's not better. So... And I will certainly let you know if I get good news. I would love to share that with you.
Right.
Immediately, I will share it with you. But right now, it's not. There's nothing good to report. Mm. A lot of people wrote in about the TV at your mom's house. So it's them.
Yeah.
They need to
fix it. Oh, no, it's for sure. I know that it has to be some kind of setting. She wrote, stop. What did she say? Something like, shut your face about my TV.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She did?
Yeah. She's joking. You know.
Take it easy, Allie. It's your husband's birthday.
Shut your effing mouth about me TV. And she put a picture of a TV.
All right.
Cute. She says, perfect.
Talking about parking lot smack, following you into Trader Joe's, my husband was driving us to a party and got into a finger flipping, cars cutting off each other, windows down, yelling at each other, confrontation. This went on for several miles, and the other car followed us off our exit and parked behind us at our party destination.
Oh, wow.
My husband jumps out ready to throw down, and the guy and his date are going to the same party. Needless to say, it was a very awkward moment.
Yeah.
We all tried to laugh it off. We had to see the guy for other occasions since he's married to the girl who is a relative of the part.
No. Oh, that's, you know, honestly, that is the main reason. You got to just remember that that's not a car you're flipping off. That's another person that even if you don't wind up seeing them at a party... Like, we all need to be a little nicer to each other. Like, everybody makes mistakes driving. Everybody, we just need to give ourselves a break a little bit. Just take a breath.
The Niners have a big playoff game this weekend, and I mentioned it. And then I also had a story about how the tickets are super expensive for the game because it's a big, you know, it's a big one.
Yeah.
Someone wrote, those Niner tickets are still cheaper than your Hamilton tickets, Vinny.
Oh, burn.
Listen.
That's true. That is true.
I already know all that about the Hamilton thing. Nobody needs
it's
to
It's just nice
ever...
to get a reminder.
No, it's no.
Then you remember how you got took, you know, that kind of thing.
I have a friend who's seen Hamilton because it's still playing, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
It's back, yeah.
I have a friend who's seen it 4 times, and every time from his seats... He texts me a picture of his location and then says, $40, bro. $40.
Mm. Yep. All we had to do was wait. Well, all you had to do was wait. Yeah. I paid a ton of money for my tickets, too, but I got them through the venue. And there wasn't a pole in front of me.
Right.
I'm sure.
So it wasn't like viewing the play from space.
We were so far away.
I know.
You have no idea. I couldn't even see the facial reactions of anybody. It was that far.
Yeah,
I got ripped off.
Well.
How the hell did she collect the dog's urine? Look, people have...
Listen, dogs pee all the time. What do you mean? Just a cup. I could collect dog urine. I mean, I'm not going to and I don't want to, but I'm saying like that's easy. That part's the easy part. It's how do you sneak it into the thing with you? Baggy?
I guess. I don't know.
Be like, oh, please don't leak. Vial please don't leak. Please don't leak. Yeah, I guess.
I'm sure your wife appreciates the convo about her tool. She's not listening. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's fine. Me and her are on the same page about a lot of things, actually.
You've discussed your toolbox?
No, but you've said things about her. I'm like, oh, that's just like me. Or, you know, like certain things. There's, you know, plus sewing.
Geriatric pregnancy starts at 35. I was 40 when I had my first and only daughter. And let me tell you, my age was brought up every GD doctor appointment. A woman knows 200% the risks because the doctor will never let you forget.
Well, they just want you to know if anything goes wrong with it, it's your fault.
It's your fault, right?
It wasn't us. That's not us. That's you.
Because you're out.
Dusty, musty, crusty.
I have, as things have come up, you know, because we have two kids now. Yeah. And when the conversation of the second kid came up, I was like, absolutely not. I have spoken.
I have laid down the law.
Hulk baby later.
Nope. Apparently that didn't work, Vin.
And yet I don't go when things are gnarly and it's super hairball. I don't go. I tried to tell you. I don't say that.
I say it in my head a
lot. It crosses my head for sure, but I just, it never leaves the lips. I never say.
I've said in my head so many times, those are your kids. Can't even count it. Or like you wanted them.
Well, right. Because when it's super hairball and you think, boy, this is hard.
I did not want this. I'm leaving. You take care of the thing you wanted.
In my head only.
So you and me.
See, we have
on the same page
too,
sometimes,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go.
All right, we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much to Eddie Ift for stopping by today. It's always great to see him. We don't see him enough.
I know. He's so fun.
He is fun. He's at the Throckmorton tonight. They do a Tuesday Night Live comedy thing. It's always a mix of people, and sometimes there's special surprise guests. And as he pointed out today, it's...
I'd also like to thank ANN reporter Scott Budman for yes. recording from his living room. Yep. What is that? I can't even believe that.
He went to see... CES for the media day on Sunday. So that's where he saw all the stuff. And then he had to come back home and work more for you.
Yes.
And your network.
ANN never rests.
Yes.
Whatever.
Right. I mean, it was such a pregnant pause between, he's like, so you're reporting live from Las Vegas.
I was like, is he going to tell the truth?
I'm not, actually. He can't. That's a guy who cannot tell a lie.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. All right. Fine.
So
Scott.
Then when people see him on the new news on NBC Bay Area, they're going to be like, hey.
Yeah. You said you were in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So all day long today, chances to win $1,000. That's $9,000 a day here on Alice. It's a nationwide contest. Listen for the code words. And don't forget, we have tickets, 3-day passes for Bottle Rock Napa Valley. You can get those passes in just a couple minutes here. They go on sale officially at 10 a.m. at BottleRockNapaValley.com. But we have your chance to win them at 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, noon 30, 3:30, mm-hmm. and 5:30.
Right.
So keep it here on Alice. We are Bottle Rock Central.
Got it.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you so much. We'll see you back here for Hope Day. Hopefully, right. Brent will be better.
Already Wednesday tomorrow.
I know.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.